is Nightline. Tonight, high stakes. With the Senate up for grabs in November, a heated primary in Pennsylvania as voters decide on their nominees. How did Donald Trump's pick, Dr. Oz, do?
We love President Trump, Pennsylvania.
What tonight's results in five states could mean for the midterm elections. Plus, former NFL star Herschel Walker, Trump's friend and Senate pick. Poised to become Georgia's Republican nominee. But will past allegations of domestic violence from his ex-wife threaten his campaign?
Put the gun right to your temple. Hmm? What did he say?
I'm gonna blow your effing brains out.
What Walker told our Bob Woodruff about his complex mental health diagnosis in 2008.
I'm not ashamed because, guys, I'm human. I'm not nobody special, I'm just Herschel.
Why Walker says he's now healed. And comforting a community. President Biden in Buffalo offering healing and strong words.
Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word.
Thanks for joining us. Tonight, as votes are being counted across the country, five states holding primaries. And in one of the most watched races of this midterm season, TV's Dr. Oz, who was endorsed by former President Trump, vying for the Republican nomination in Pennsylvania's hotly contested Senate race. The contest is widely considered another high-profile test of Trump's power over his party in the midterms. Here's ABC's political director, Rick Klein. Rick?
Juju, some of the biggest primary voting of the year so far and some of the biggest surprises that we've seen. Start in Pennsylvania, where the Senate race right now, we just don't have enough information to make a projection. It looks like a two-person race between Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick. And that means that the third candidate, Kathy Barnett, is fading a little bit, but she may have had an impact. And this is what we're seeing so far. We're seeing Dr. Oz run really strong in parts of the state, the northeastern part of the state, where Donald Trump did very well 2 years ago. Meanwhile, over in the West, a big night for Dave McCormick. He's picking up a bunch of votes, even in some Democratic areas, and Kathy Barnett cutting into both of them there in the suburbs of Philadelphia, where, by the way, a lot of the vote is still outstanding. So it might be that they split things up in such a way that even Donald Trump wasn't able to get his candidate over the finish line. And speaking of Trump and setbacks, the headline of the night may be what happened in North Carolina. We have all followed the travails of Madison Cawthorn over the last couple of months. Donald Trump tried to save his career. And what happened? The voters in North Carolina said thanks, but no thanks. He will not be returning to Congress. A big loss for Donald Trump and his allies. Juju?
Rick, thank you. Control of the Senate could come down to the crucial state of Georgia yet again. The primary there next week features another Trump pick, former football star Herschel Walker, the front runner on the Republican ticket. Walker is facing questions now about his mental health and allegations of domestic violence and threats that stretch back over two decades. Joining me now, my colleague Bob Woodruff, who years ago had a candid conversation with Walker and his ex-wife, and you're here with an update. Bob.
It was pretty stunning what we learned in this interview. First of all, we asked him about his history and his sports and all that, but then we interviewed her, Cindy, his ex-wife, and she told the story about how he had taken a gun, held it up to the side of her head, a threat to her. We asked him, he did not deny it, but he also said he did not remember it. And he explained that because he's got a kind of disorder that made him unable to remember certain things.
It's such a complex disorder, and he was so candid with you in the interview, and yet he's been largely silent about it during the heat of this campaign.
He's been very quiet about it. I mean, he realizes that probably not many people know about it, and he also doesn't really want to talk about much at all because he's really actually leading this race. So now he's got it, not very little time left, but now he's got a really good chance of winning, and that's going to be happening just next week.
With a past where winning is everything,
he's running over people.
Herschel Walker has his eyes on the prize, hoping to win the coveted Senate seat in his home state of Georgia.
He's a football icon and Heisman Trophy winner, playing for the University of Georgia and later the Dallas Cowboys. A successful businessman and the Trump-backed Republican favorite in one of the most closely watched contests this year, a race that could once again tip the balance of the Senate.
I'm a kid from a small town in Georgia who's lived the American dream, and I'm ready to fight to keep that dream alive for you too.
But a lesser-known part of that past now threatens his road to victory as allegations of violence or threats by three women, including his ex-wife Cindy, are resurfacing.
He got a gun and he put it to my temple.
Put the gun right to your temple?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say?
I'm gonna blow your effing brains out.
If you've held a gun to your wife's head and threatened to blow it off, you're a bad man. And that Georgians deserve better.
But you see, while his opponents cry foul, the story is a little more complicated. Walker did not deny holding the gun to his ex-wife's head. He said in a 2008 interview with me on Nightline that he just does not remember. He told me he lives with dissociative identity disorder, once called multiple personality disorder, something we discussed when he was publicizing his book about living with DID.
It's just personality that can do different things for you. I told somebody once, you don't want the Herschel that play football, you don't want the Herschel that do business babysitting your child. You want a different person. When I'm competing, I'm a totally different person.
First thing I thought was he had the devil in him or something.
In 2008, I also spoke with Cindy Grossman, Walker's college sweetheart, his wife for 19 years, and the mother of his son.
I saw altars. I saw voice changes.
Is there any way you can tell me the difference in his voice from one altar to another?
Raspy. He would say things like he didn't know who I was.
His own wife?
Right.
He didn't recognize
you? He would refer to me as Miss Lady.
Did he forget what your name was?
I don't think he knew.
Really?
Mm-mm. It's hard to explain. Even his physical countenance would change.
After his retirement from football, Walker said as many as 12 of his distinct alternate personalities began to assert control. In 2001, with a loaded pistol in his car, he says he thought about killing a man over a trivial business dispute.
In your book, you write, the visceral enjoyment I'd get from seeing the small entry wound and spray of brain tissue and blood, like a 4th of July firework.
Right.
You got into a position where you were really about to commit murder.
Well, I don't know whether you're going to commit murder, but the thing is, I'm not going to shy away from violence.
But did you want to kill that guy?
Oh, yeah, I did want to kill him. Yeah, I did.
He tells the story that he was on the edge of wanting to kill someone.
Oh, yeah. I was probably one of them.
Do you think he wanted to kill you?
He said he did.
He said that to you?
Put the gun to my temple.
He had the gun right to your head? What did he say?
I'm gonna blow your effing brains out. I just must have had the strength of God in me because I just looked him in the eye and I said, go ahead, pull the trigger. I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going?
Walker did not deny he threatened his wife, but claimed he had no memory of it.
Do you not remember something like that because you think that was another altar, or do you want to get out of having to talk about it?
No. If I can tell, I'm talking about everything else. If I can remember, I'd talk about it.
He says he doesn't remember a lot of the details of these.
He may not, but I certainly do.
Cindy said it wasn't just the one incident. There were other physical confrontations, including choking and multiple threats with different weapons. In 2001, police were called to their home in Irving, Texas. Officers reported that Walker talked about having a shootout with police. His gun was subsequently confiscated. Cindy has not responded to multiple requests for comment. In addition to Cindy, other women have made allegations against the former football star. In 2002, a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader told police that about a year earlier, Walker had made threats to her and was having her house watched. ABC News has reached out to her, but she declined to comment on the incident. And in 2012, Micah Dean, who said they had an on-again, off-again relationship for 2 decades, told police that Walker had lost it after she tried to break up with him. She said he threatened to sit outside her apartment and blow her head off when she came outside. But at the end of the interview with police, she said, I don't know if I should report this, and that she doesn't want to get him in trouble. Still, the officer decided to document, based on what he wrote, were the extreme threats allegedly made to her. Micah Dean died in 2019, but in a statement provided to ABC News from the Walker campaign, Dean's mother says the family was never aware of the allegations and that they're very proud of the man Herschel Walker has become. We love him, pray for him, and wish we lived in Georgia so we could vote him into the United States Senate. Dean's mother and stepfather also served on the board of Renaissance Man, Inc., a company Walker led. In an interview with Axios last year, Walker denied the claims by Dean and the former cheerleader, saying people can't just make up and add on and say other things that's not the truth, and said he's never broken the law. Walker also told Axios he's accountable for his actions with his ex-wife and addressed his DID diagnosis, but was vague, saying he's better now than 99% of the people in America. Just like I broke my leg, I put the cast on it, it healed. In 2008, Walker told me he had been in therapy for DID and was doing well.
I've totally changed from back then to where I'm at today. A lot of people may have these problems, but they're too ashamed or they're too scared to come out and say something. I say, I'm not ashamed because, guys, I'm human. I'm not nobody special. I'm just Herschel.
Dr. J. Douglas Bremner specializes in trauma-related psychiatric disorders and says a full recovery is not typical.
The treatment is long-term, so there's no quick fixes. And I would say that the goal would be more management of symptoms, and in some cases it can be eventual integration of personalities.
Even though he has not treated Walker, he has treated patients with DID.
Whether anyone with DID would be able to recover enough to be as highly functioning as a U.S. senator, I couldn't say never. Although all I can do, again, is just repeat my experience that in general, DID is a highly symptomatic disorder, and it has an impairment on work and social function.
In a statement to ABC News, a spokesperson for the Walker campaign said, "This is an obvious political hit job 8 days before an election orchestrated by Herschel's primary opponents who are failing to get any sort of traction. Voters will see through it." Herschel addressed these issues in detail with Bob Woodruff 14 years ago. He even wrote a book about it. The same reporters who praised him for his courage are now trashing him because he is a Republican. It is shameful and is why good people don't run for office. Up next.
So Herschel, please say a few words.
Inside Herschel Walker's decades-long relationship with Donald Trump.
Herschel Walker is only in this position to win the Republican primary strictly because of Donald Trump and Donald Trump's support.
And what Walker's opponents have to say about his candidacy.
If his name wasn't Herschel Walker, we wouldn't be having this discussion today.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
And welcome back. We turn now to Herschel Walker's long relationship with Donald Trump and how the past allegations of domestic abuse could impact next week's Senate primary. Here again, my colleague Bob Woodruff.
Let me hear Herschel Walker. Come on. Get it up.
Peach State legend Herschel Walker is the Republican frontrunner in a campaign for the coveted Georgia Senate seat that Raphael Warnock flipped from red to blue last year.
I think that politics has become a cult of personality on the Republican side in a lot of ways, Donald Trump obviously being the biggest example of that. Donald Trump has animated his base, and he has elevated Herschel Walker in a way that he hasn't with other candidates in Georgia.
His relationship with the former president goes back decades. The two first met in the early 80s, after the Heisman Trophy winner was drafted into the short-lived USFL by a team once co-owned by Donald Trump. Next, a contestant on the Celebrity Apprentice.
I really had a great time on the Celebrity Apprentice. I got a chance to meet a lot of great people. Opposing
preaching to the faithful during the 2020 Republican National Convention.
I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him four more years. He's my president, and I'm blessed to call him friend.
So Herschel Walker has been loyal to Trump for decades. Herschel Walker is only in this position to win the Republican primary strictly because of Donald Trump and Donald Trump's support.
14 years after our first sit-down, we tried to speak to Walker again, following multiple unanswered emails and calls to the campaign.
I'm here. Hey, it's Bob Woodard from ABC. We're trying to do a story about the campaign.
Okay.
That's the problem. Is anybody here to talk about?
We were told they were all out to lunch. But across town, one of Walker's primary opponents, Georgia's Agriculture Commissioner, Gary Black, was happy to speak with us.
If his name wasn't Herschel Walker, we wouldn't be having this discussion today.
When we interviewed his wife, Cindy, 14 years ago, she claimed multiple threats that she got from him, including when he said to her, "I'll blow your brains out." What does that tell you about him?
At that moment, he was deeply troubled, for sure, on many levels. There'll never be redemption from that type of behavior in the political environment, and the threats that he has made, in my opinion, is a disqualifying action.
For Black, it's not just Walker's past that concerns him. It's a campaign built on what he says is a bloated resume, marked by no-shows at the two Republican debates.
The absence of Herschel Walker today speaks volumes based on my words.
Where the heck is Herschel Walker?
What I fear is when you don't show up now, when you don't tell the truth now, then we're not going to be able to count on you to show up in the future or tell the truth in the future. And I think that's very dangerous.
But none of this seems to bother the Republican establishment. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell telling Axios he supports him.
I think Walker is completely electable, and we're fully behind him.
On the ground in Georgia, we talked to the Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan about Walker's former wife's allegation in 2008 that he threatened her with a gun.
Does that seem like somebody that could be the senator?
Troubling to hear a scenario like that played out. I certainly, first time I've kind of heard those intimate details of what you just described. But, you know, I'm grateful that he has sought out the help that, seems to have transitioned him from that horrible, dark moment in his past.
For him to be elected, do you think he's got to say something about what happened in his history in terms of violence?
Yeah, I certainly think he's going to have to address it. He's going to have to talk about it and make Georgians comfortable that he's moved on from that phase of life. That's just the nature of putting yourself out there for public office.
Still, some Republicans question whether Walker would be able to beat a Democratic challenger if he wins the Republican nomination, especially if that challenger ends up being the incumbent, Raphael Warnock.
I think that sits in Herschel's hands. I think it's up to him. If he's going to take the time to understand the issues, articulate what his conservative beliefs are, but if he just simply sits back and tries to rely on the fact that he's friends with Donald Trump and that he's a sports icon, I worry about the potential outcome.
Georgia voters will have their say next week.
Our thanks to Bob. And finally tonight, President Biden today sending a message of hope and healing in Buffalo. The President and First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, paying their respects and visiting with the families of the 10 people killed in Saturday's racist attack on a supermarket. At times, both showing emotion. But the President had a strong message for Buffalo and the nation.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you.
Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word.
Buffalo Strong. That's Nightline. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.